I'd like to welcome you back to All Daf Staff and Practicers. For many years, achieving home ownership has been an essential part of the American dream. There's tremendous joy and happiness that surrounds the acquisition of someone's home. And I think this reality is reflected in a halacha recorded in the Mishnah and Daf and Dalet and expounded upon the Gemara and today's Daf, Brachos Daf and Tests, towards the bottom of Amud Beis. The Mishnah says, and the Gemara discusses, Habona Bayis Chadash, if someone builds a new home, you're supposed to make a bracha. Reflecting this great joy of moving into a new house, you're supposed to make a bracha, Shechianu. Baruch Chaim Palaji, in Shuvah Slav Chaim Chil Gimel Simen Nun Beis, has a fascinating idea. He argues that if someone buys a home with a mortgage, since there's so much anxiety, so much stress that entails in paying off a mortgage, you can't call that time of acquisition as a time of happiness, and therefore you shouldn't, in fact, make a bracha shechianu. But the Tzitz Eliezer argues, Blazer the Waldenberg, in Chelik Yudbeis Simen Yotes, challenges the premise of Reb Chaim Palaji. The Leiv Chaim was assuming the reason why you make a bracha shechianu is because of the joy and the happiness, the simchas halev, that happens at the time of when someone buys the house. Argues the Tzitz Eliezer that the reason why you make the bracha is nothing to do with happiness. The Tzitz Eliezer refers you to the Gemara earlier, a few lines earlier, that discusses if someone has a parent that dies and he bequeaths a large amount of money, you're supposed to make a bracha. First you recite Baruch Dayanemis, then afterward you're supposed to make a bracha of Shechianu because you received such an inheritance. It's certainly not happy then, but still you make a bracha. And the Tshuva Sarashva explains that that is because the reason why you make a bracha Shechianu is not because of happiness, but rather because of the utility. You received a lot of money. There's a lot of utility. Therefore, you make a bracha Shechianu. Similarly, argues the Tzitz Eliezer, it may be true, Reb Chaim Palaji may be correct, that when someone buys a house, when someone takes out a mortgage, he isn't happy. He's overwhelmed with the stress of how he's going to pay back this mortgage. But ultimately, he owns a home. And the utility that comes along with owning a home mandates you to recite a bracha shechianu. But it's important to note that practically, when someone buys a home, he typically should not recite shechianu, but rather the bracha v'atova hametav. As the Gemara discusses that when someone has a personal happiness, when someone has a personal benefit, you recite shechianu. But if there are other people involved, then you're supposed to say hatova hametav. The Bir Halacha, and Simon Reish Chaf Gimel quotes from the Lechem Chamudus and the Elie Rabba that if someone is moving into a home, if someone owns a home, and he's moving in together with his wife and family, it's not his own personal benefit, rather it's his whole family. And therefore, instead of making the bracha of Shechianu, it would be more proper to recite the bracha of Atov HaMetiv. I'd like to wish everyone to have a stress-free day filled with joy and happiness.